came to Golden State for a ring. He's got his fist in the air with 5 seconds to go. He's going to dribble out the clock. 3 seconds to go, but they call him for a travel. He started to celebrate, and now they'll wind the clock as LeBron James and Kevin Durant hug. The Larry O'Brien Trophy returns to Oakland. The Golden State Warriors are the 2017 NBA champions. It took them 5 games as both teams hug and congratulate. And for the first time in 43 years, a Bay Area professional sports team is going to celebrate here in Oakland. The 1974 A's were the last to do it. And the Golden State Warriors, a year after they were denied in their 73-win season, have beaten Cleveland in the third matchup between the two.
It's Mixed on the Beat.
What you can do.
Hey, what's up? It's Azisu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. This is episode 49. Today we'll be talking about TV, including Twin Peaks, The Return, Fargo, Jalen vs. Everybody, Orange is the New Black, and Fear the Walking Dead. Movies including It Comes at Night, Tomorrowland, and The Mummy. And as always, quick hit entertainment news, the week in sports, including the NBA Finals, the week in Funko, San Diego Comic-Con look back moment of the week, our weekly Star Wars year-by-year moment, and weekly random movie song and recommendations. But before I go any further, heads, he wins. Tails, you lose. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? Today, this episode, we're going to start off with sports. So, Zisu, kick it off.
Yes, champs again. So excited. Three finals in a row for the Warriors. Two championships. Finally, redemption. Couldn't be happier. It was a rough year. We had to hear all the 3-1 jokes, you know. They got them off for a whole year, and of course, we weren't able to get the 16-0, and of course, the series was 3-1, but didn't go any further than that. 4-1. Champs again. Looking at the Chronicle, they're going to print for tomorrow. Got to have it. Says champs again. Loving it. Did you get the chance to see any of the game?
I caught maybe the last few minutes, and then I left. But I listened to the rest when I was driving.
Right. Yeah, anxious all the way throughout. Man, we did not get off to the best start. They built a little bit of a lead. I was shaking my head after that first quarter. We brought it back, but it was a close game. We finally built a lead by halftime, but they kept chipping at it. It wasn't until the final few minutes that it was secure. So, we're back, champs again. Like I was saying, before the 2015 championship, it was 40 years in between the championships. That was 4 years before I was born. So I always write this in my post, but when I was growing up with the Warriors, it was my team, but it never felt like we'd be an elite team. Like, you know, like even the, those years we had in the early 90s, the Run TMC years, those were so fun. They were so great. But, you know, every year it was, if we even made the playoffs, it was, you know, first round we're out. I remember the year Barkley was in Phoenix and Weber was on the team. We had Weber, Sprewell, Mullen, Hardaway. And, yeah, we couldn't get past Barkley. I mean, that's the team that went the finals to play the Bulls. But so many down years, it just never felt like we'd get there. And now you know, all our guys, Steph, Katie, Dre, Clay, they're still all in their 20s, you know. We're looking good to get back for years to come, but I don't take it for granted, you know. Anything can happen at any point. You never know when it's the last one. Could be like 40 years before we get back. I don't think it'll be that way, but man, it's great. So exciting.
Right on. I was just checking on the score off and on because from reading stuff on Facebook, people were like, oh man, what's going on? Are they going to do it? And all this. So I wasn't really paying attention. Plus, I was checking out what's going on Monday Night Raw. So, I mean, everyone knows. I wasn't paying attention to basketball. Some more champions. They won the other night. We have the Pittsburgh Penguins won the Stanley Cup second year in a row. So good job to them. They took out the Predators and Easy and Jesse, your team prevailed. So congratulations to everyone in Pittsburgh, all you Penguins fans. Y'all know I'm a Sharks fan, so we'll get it next year.
Yeah, some year. I want to see that now. I definitely want to see the Sharks get it. But yeah, congrats, Jesse. Congrats, everybody, Pittsburgh Penguin fan. I think they finished that series 4-2. It was 2-2 at one point, I know.
Yeah.
And then I think they finished it off. Yeah, I don't know if you saw E-40 was at the game. Snoop Dogg was at the game. Too Short was at the game. I don't know if you heard, but Too Short has a song ready to go if we won the championship. So looking forward to hearing that. I saw him outside of Oracle, and he was just kind of leading the whole crowd and blow the whistle. So
I saw Snoop inside dancing when the DJ was playing it over on the house speakers, so that was cool. Snoop was dancing around, but isn't he a Laker? I'll always think
of, he's a Lakers fan. But when I hear "Blow the Whistle," there's only one thing I can think of, and that's Nez. Because of Comic Con, what was that, 2008?
Yeah, that's one of our songs. The first song being, well, you know what? We'll get to that when we get to the Comic-Con moment. We're going to have to do two Comic-Con moments because we didn't do one last time.
That's right, yeah. But we had so much going on, you know.
Yeah.
It was easy to over. I realized that.
But,
we're
recording this after the Warriors win, so you guys will probably hear this tomorrow, but which will be Tuesday. Everyone be safe out there. I know there's going to be a lot of partying and celebrating. Just be careful out there. I mean, just don't get in fights. Don't start doing stupid stuff, and definitely don't start burning things up. I noticed that when we win something in the Bay Area, everyone starts to burn and blow up everything. So just all you guys calm down. Just celebrate. When's the parade? Do you know? Would that be like Wednesday or Thursday?
Yes, it's Thursday, which I'm hoping Mike can make it. I don't know. We talked about it. It's one of the only days he can't make it, so I was hoping he'd be able to drive down there with me, but we'll see if we can work it out.
I'm not going this year. I got to work, so.
Yeah.
I told Renee she should go.
She goes, let me know.
She can jump on a plane, fly down there, and then fly back when it's all over with, so. I don't know. We'll see. But if I can get rid of my shift, who knows? Maybe I'll go. If I do go, I would like to this time watch it. I saw it from where I was sitting when they all went by when I was parked, but I didn't walk over there. I was only parked like a block away, but I could see it all going and all the confetti pouring out everywhere. So, but if I end up going, I will. I'll go over there and celebrate with everyone, with Renee. So, yeah. But
definitely parade route for me this time. Last year, or 2 years ago, rather, I did the rally point when you dropped me off, and pretty much stood in one spot for about 6 hours. So, I mean, it was cool, but I think you could even get closer on the parade route. And I know Draymond got out of the bus, so he'll probably do it again this time. So.
Yeah, I think it'd be more exciting watching them go by. And It's right downtown Oakland, and everyone cheering and the confetti and everything. Then, damn, I didn't realize you stood there for six. Well, I guess I did drop you off, and then I went. And
yeah, it was like late 8 o'clock hour, and yeah, it was like almost what, like 2 o'clock when we finally met back up.
Because I went to Alameda. I went skateboarding after I dropped you off.
Right.
And then I went and got something to eat, and then I went to Target, and then Marky was telling me he was down there and he needed to go to work after, so I actually lucked out with a parking spot. I just came around the corner and somebody was leaving, so I just pulled in there and just sat there. So but if it does, if I do make it down, I mean, I'll try to go. I'll just have to try my hardest to give my shift away. But yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Or no, too. I mean, like, we talk and I want to see this continue, and all signs point to them continuing, but you never know, like, you know, injuries or other teams forming in the summer, you know, obviously they know what we've got here in Golden State. So, you know, teams, you know, we're good, but you know, this is basketball, you know, people are going to try to get better, you know, so nothing's guaranteed. So I definitely appreciate this, and yes, can't wait for the parade.
Yep. I don't know, but we'll see. Damn, I should just, I don't know if I can get Friday off too. Sticking with sports, the parade is Thursday, and that's the 15th, and that'll be the first night that the A's take on the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees.
Oh,
I should just
perfect.
I should just stay. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. It depends if I can get rid of my shift and all that. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But I'd like to go to the A's game for sure. But I don't know. We'll see.
You get to see the new guy too. You hear about the kid the Yankees got. He's like the new star of baseball, Aaron Judge.
No, I haven't heard of him.
Yeah. He's rising star fast, putting up huge numbers. And I think it's only his second year too. So yeah, he's huge. He's the next big star.
I only care about Jacoby Ellsbury. I did like Derek Jeter, but he's not on the team anymore. And I don't know. We'll see. I'd love to go. Hopefully I can. But yeah, we got roughed up by Tampa Bay out of the 4-game series. Well, it was 4 games because we had a doubleheader, and we won the second game of the doubleheader that was Saturday, and we got roughed up the other 3 games. Break tonight. We take on the Marlins tomorrow. You'll probably be listening to this on the 13th, which is Tuesday, and that's a 2-game series. Then we come back home, and then we take on the Yankees for 4 days, and then right after that, the next 4 or next 8 games after starting Thursday will be all in Oakland. Damn, there's no. Well, I guess there's one Thursday too. Maybe I'll go down for the afternoon game next Thursday when they take on the Astros. But I don't know. We'll see.
Joel's team. They're really good too. They got a ton of people: Carlos Correa and Altuve and. What's his name? All kinds of players.
I don't know. We'll see. If I can go, I'd love to go, but we'll see. But other than that, the only big news is the Warriors winning tonight, and the Penguins winning the Stanley Cup, and baseball. Still a ton of it left. Baseball
takes the stage. It's the summer. It's officially summer now.
Yeah.
Now that NHL and the NBA is over.
Well,
the NBA dropped in a couple weeks, so.
Winter. We had one last winter storm here where I'm at. It snowed and rained.
I saw that. Crazy.
It always has to give us that one last one, because then it was freezing and snowing, then it's going to be 90 degrees in a couple days. So I hope all you guys were happy with this last cold front, because it's going to be gone until October.
Exactly. I guess last little note for me on the Warriors. We did not, like I mentioned before, we did not get that 16-0. Man, that would have been nice. It would have been first team ever to go undefeated in the playoffs. But he ended up tying that 2001 Lakers team. They only lost once in the playoffs. So, I mean, we'll take it. The championship is, you know, all that matters, all that's important. But, yeah, couldn't be happier.
Well, they won in Oakland, so.
Oh, yeah. Gentleman's sweep.
It's better that.
Yeah, gentleman's sweep. Because, 2015, we won in Cleveland. We won in game six, and that was on Cleveland's floor. So it was nice to get this one in Oakland, you know. You got the whole crowd around us. Everybody was there to support. And then, of course, outside for the fireworks and Too Short and everybody performing.
Yep. So, everyone, like I said, be careful out there. And congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. But there is some controversy amongst fans. I asked some people. I said, well, because everyone's, oh, it's the Oakland Warriors. I said, well, are you going to feel this way when they go to San Francisco? And everyone got quiet. So I don't know.
I know that thing. But at the same time, like, I'm at least proud of them. They're trying to do right by everybody that works at Oracle now. They're still maintaining their job. They're not leaving them behind. And I know whenever we'd prefer it to be in Oakland, but it seriously is like miles away. So it's still right there. My favorite team and my favorite sport, I would say this too. Like for me, when I list off like the three most important things to me, I always go one, friends and family, and my friends are family to me. Two is Star Wars and collecting, and three is Warriors basketball. And sometimes when I'm watching it, man, I just get so anxious. And sometimes I'm like, man, why does this, it means too much to me. I'm watching the game and I'm like, you just feel it so much. But it's amazing to be in this moment. Two-time champions, three straight trips to the finals. So, yes. Basking in it.
I don't have anything else for sports, so unless you got anything else.
Let's go ahead and move on. Your movies or TV?
Just start with TV.
Okay. Just run through mine that I'll just give you quick hits on. You haven't watched Twin Peaks yet, right?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, well, hopefully you get a chance. You can jump on the phone. You can download it on an internet connection. Watch it when you're free, when you have a free moment. But, man, I'm loving the show. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But new episode, still amazing. The two notes I can say about it without spoiling anything for you is one thing they did was really cool. A character that was not seen in the first run in the early 90s, 25, 26 years ago. This character was referenced over and over. Finally, they revealed the character, and it is played by kind of a big actress now. So that was kind of awesome to see them finally reveal this character who's kind of been mythology of the show. And the other thing was, like, man, they had a kind of really intense, like, it may have been done before on TV, I can't remember if it had, but really tough to watch moment that when you see it, you know, we can discuss it. Hopefully you get a chance to see it. But man, the show's blowing me away. I know I've said it ever since it kicked off weeks ago. But yeah, so good.
Well, I won't be seeing it for a while, so.
Well, I hope you can. I hope you can.
I still got too much other stuff to watch.
Yeah. The other one I just want to quickly mention, I don't know if you heard about this, because it kind of, the way it aired was under the radar. Jalen versus everybody. Jalen Rose, ex NBA player, for the past 5-6 years, he's been doing a podcast, Jalen and Jacoby. It's a podcast, and their show, it airs late night. Anyways, Jalen Rose also does like halftime show, pregame show for NBA games. They're developing like a family show around him. One of the producers of Fresh Off the Boat is making the show, and it's right there in that style of Fresh Off the Boat and Goldberg's, Blackish. Like, it feels like one of those shows, Modern Family. And it's basically just about Jalen Rose's life. The interesting thing is, they cast Jacoby as another actor who's been in other stuff. Rich Sommer, he was in Mad Men. He's done a few other roles, but it was kind of funny to see like so many other like cameos in this first episode they aired. And then they get to, yeah, he gets to do a show with Jacoby, but it's not Jacoby. And Jacoby was actually in the episode. He cameoed as a waiter. So that was kind of funny. But I hope the show gets picked up. The way they aired it was on ESPN. I think it was right before game 4 of the NBA Finals. So, it was just like kind of like a preview. And if, you know, ABC feels good about it, they'll pick it up for the fall. But as of right now, I haven't heard anything. I congratulated Jalen on Twitter and kind of scrolled through his like kind of mentions, and it seemed like everybody enjoyed it. So, or fans of Jalen, so they were supporting. So, we'll see. I'm sure you didn't hear about it, right?
Nope, I never heard any of this. This is all new to me.
Yeah, well, it might pop up here in the fall. Hopefully it does. If I hear it gets picked up, I'll let you know. Like I said, I love this guy's podcast. They keep it upbeat. They keep it positive. They're not like in the negative hot take business, which seems to be so persistent these days. That's one thing I was also going to mention. If we had talked about sports before the Warriors claimed this championship, was, man, hot take culture, like, it's insane how it is. Like, if you're familiar with the way that First Take, Stephen A. Smith, the way he acts, like, man, just people are thriving on that now. But, yeah, Jalen and Jacoby, they keep it pretty even. They keep it positive. So I hope his show gets picked up. Anyways, I kind of been ranting about these two shows. You want to talk about Orange is the New Black?
Yeah, Orange is the New Black is back. What was this, fifth season? I've only watched half of the first episode because I luckily they did the wrap up in the beginning, because I like totally forgot. I just remembered how the last season ended, but I forgot all the other stuff that went on with it. So it was a good beginning. And from what I understand, and a lot of people that are already did marathon the whole season, said it's a good season. So I'm really looking forward to finishing it. I squeezed in more Game of Thrones, and I don't know, man, it's starting to drag again. So, eventually that. But Orange is the New Black, it's back. I can't wait to finish more episodes. And that's it for that, because everybody already know it. I think it came out of Friday, but I didn't get to start watching it until I started watching it on Sunday. It's a good show. If you guys haven't seen it, all the seasons are on Netflix. So feel free to just jump on that bandwagon, because a lot of people do. It's a really good show. Fear the Walking Dead. What did you think of last night's episode?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I like the season so far, and we didn't really get to talk about it too much last episode because I had only watched the first half of it. And yeah, that was crazy because, okay, spoilers for this season Fear of the Walking Dead. Here's your warning. man, had I just gone a little bit further, we lost a main character right away. And obviously you knew that last episode, and I didn't. I was like, damn. I wish I would have known that last episode.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like, what? I mean, Travis was pretty much the main character in the show. And
right.
And then you kill him off, and now it's going to be Madison and her son and daughter. And now I'm kind of like, okay. It was a good episode. I liked what was going on, but the I'm talking about the one that aired last night, and at the end, oh my god, I was like, oh, yeah. I was hyped the return of what the hell was his name on the show? Do you remember? Say it again.
Yeah, Daniel Salazar.
Okay, I would say you kind of went in, you were going in and out. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy that Ruben Blades is back, and I remember when we thought, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't watched it yet, but you should have, they never really showed him die. I mean, that whole place went up in flames, but they never really showed. I was kind of like, did I miss something? Did he die? And I remember Renee and I were watching, because yeah, he burned up in that thing. So I was like, oh, okay. But they never really said. So hopefully they show what happened, or is he in that guy's mind? That was the first thing that popped in my head, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully he's not like a spirit and he's just in that guy's head. I mean, I want him to be alive and back on, back in the mix with everything. But I don't know. We'll see next week what happens. But I'm excited now, because the last couple episodes were like, after Travis got killed, I was kind of like, okay. I mean, he was probably the main reason I started watching this show, and now he's dead. So, but I'm glad Ruben's back. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I watched those last two Talking Deads, and one, they did confirm Travis died. They're not gonna, say like, oh, he survived his fall and the shot wasn't that bad. No, they confirmed he's dead and gone. So they did confirm that he is indeed gone. And then for half the Talking Dead episode, they wondered the same thing, if Dale could be like in his head in the spirit. And then they played the preview for next week, and it really did look like it was filling in the time period of when he was on his own. So that almost seemed to confirm that he is indeed back and it's not a spirit.
All right, cool.
So, yeah. Good to have him back. Like you said, just as we lost Travis, it's good to have Daniel return.
Yep. That's all the TV that I have. I might even, because it's just all reruns now. Did we do Saul last week?
Did we?
I don't remember.
Man, I can't remember.
Yeah, see, I know we're down to two episodes, and one's just aired tonight, so I'll be watching that later, and we'll be, we're actually going to come back later this week with another show, so we'll talk about the newest Saul. I like what's going on, and these next two episodes better be action-packed and not drag. Because,
I'm sure they will.
How many episodes was there this season?
Oh, 10. Yeah. They're doing the 10, 10, 10. So 10 episodes a season.
Okay. Well then, yeah. So yeah, we'll talk about that in a few more days. So, we'll see, but I'm done with TV. What did you got, Fargo?
Yeah, that was the last thing I wanted to mention. That is almost done too. It's down to its final two episodes of what could be the final season. The creators said recently that as of right now, there's no plans to go forward with a fourth story, a fourth season. So we'll see. Maybe they could even like wait a year or two because they are not connected. And I haven't talked about Fargo every week, but I did want to say that I really enjoyed it. But if I had to rank the seasons, I would put the third behind seasons one and two. The story hasn't been as good as the first two seasons, but the last episode that just aired last week, I think it was episode 8, was by far the best episode of the season. And I know you're going to catch up with it at some point, but man, I almost wanted to send you a clip of one part. Just crazy, amazing, and it was kind of horrific in a horror way that you would appreciate. So I almost recorded that and sent it to you, but I figured, you know, you're going to be watching it here. So at some point.
So there's only four. Wait, how many seasons was it? Three or...
Three, yeah. They're okay. They're just about to finish the third. All right. And they're not connected, except for in one cool connection. They just did one connection this most recent episode that spanned all three seasons. So that was fun. They were able to connect all three seasons with one character. It was a very side character, but it was still really fun that they were able to have that little connection.
All right.
Since we're done with TV, I guess movie time. You want to start with It Comes at Night?
Yeah.
I know you had a thought on that. So.
Yeah. This was a movie that came out. It just came out. a buddy of mine, we went and seen it. It's labeled horror mystery. It's got elements of horror, but not your traditional horror. I think it was more of a thriller type of mystery myself, but I thought the trailer was a little misleading because I was thinking the name in the title, It Comes at Night. So I thought something was outside and it turns out to be something totally different. Let me just read the synopsis real quick. Secure within a desolate home as an unnatural threat terrorizes the world. A man has established a tenuous domestic order with his wife and son, but this will soon be put to test when a desperate young family arrives seeking refuge. This movie is good. It's directed by Trey Edward Schultz, and it's also written by him. And this stars Joel Egerton. He was Owen Lars in Revenge of the Sith, and he was in that movie with Tom Hardy, Warrior, and he was also in The Thing, the prequel to The Thing, to John Carpenter's The Thing. This also stars a Christopher Abbott, a Carmen Iogo, I think that's how you say her name, a Riley Keough, and Kevin Harrison Jr. This movie, it's really slow. It's a slow burn. But, I mean, overall, I mean, if after Mike and I saw it, we sat and we kind of discussed it, and I really love this movie. Not too many people did. There was mixed reviews. It got a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb. I mean, that's good, but it's a really good movie. It's a thinker. So don't go in there expecting monsters and mayhem and all that, which I thought it was going to be. So, right. But keep the title It Comes at Night in your head. And just really pay attention to what's going on and figure it out. I mean, it's a really good movie. My buddy saw it. He goes, that movie was stupid. I hated it. What the hell was outside? And I was like, well, you got to think about it. So it's a good movie. I won't spoil it for you guys. So everyone go check it out. I mean, and just put, like I said, keep the title It Comes at Night in your head and just watch what's going on the screen. I mean, it's a good movie. It's a good payout. I mean, I really enjoyed this movie.
I heard it kind of compared to the vibe people had for the Get Out movie. Did you feel any comparison with that?
No, not really. I mean, it was a totally different, two totally different stories.
Okay.
It might have had that little feel of
like something you weren't expecting, kind of.
Yeah, in this movie, I didn't figure it out. My buddy did. It took me a minute to figure out exactly what was happening, but I guess you can say it does have kind of a little the same vibe, but not really. I mean, they're two totally different stories and directions they were trying to go with the Get Out and It Comes at Night. I mean, they're both really good movies. I mean, if you haven't seen either of these, especially Get Out, go see it. Get Out is on Blu-ray and all that right now, so Redbox or look for it online. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But cool. Yeah, It Comes at Night, man. I think this isn't going to be on if nothing else can top this, it might be in my top 10. If not, if it's not in my top 10, it'll be like in the top 20 for sure.
Right. Google. Yeah, I'll probably check it out just because I'm curious. And you said it's not really horror.
No, I didn't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, you really got to sit there and think about it.
Cool. Yeah, I just wanted to quickly mention the film Tomorrowland. Came out a few years ago. Actually didn't get a lot of hype, especially for a summer movie. I guess it kind of crashed at the box office, but I've been taking a second look at it, and man, I really enjoy this film, and just has such a great hopeful outlook on things and optimism, and feels like we should really use some of that now with the way the news cycle has been with Presidente.
I've never seen that. I've never seen. Is it on HBO?
Yeah, it's out there floating around. If you have access to like DirecTV or Dish, one of those, a lot of places, the cable companies, satellite companies, they do on demand. It's on demand on there. So,
all right, I'll check it out.
He's probably one of the. Yeah, gave it a second watch recently, and man, just really enjoyed it. And obviously has Clooney in it. Key is in it a little. He has a small role. But yeah, it's just a good movie that's worth a second watch. But anyways, moving on. The movie that we both saw, The Mummy. What did you think?
No. I had discussions with this with friends and everyone that's seen it. Well, first off, I'll tell you this. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a good movie. I always say this. I take it for what it is. I know I go off on some of these comic book movies for not being right. But this one... I did enjoy the original. I think when that came out in the 30s, I would say. I did enjoy The Mummy that came out in 99. And this is just another one. But I don't think... I mean, Tom Cruise is cool that he's in this. But my only problem with this movie is there wasn't enough mummy.
Right.
The title is The Mummy, and
right.
Not to say this is Tom Cruise versus The Mummy or Tom Cruise featuring The Mummy. I mean, it seemed like he just took over this whole thing. I mean, I don't know. Was he one of the producers of this, or did he just?
I'm sure he was. Yeah.
So overall, man, it's cool. I like what they're trying to do with this whole dark universe that they're trying to start with. I mean, if you're familiar with all the Universal monsters, I mean, they're pretty much all represented in this first one. Not so much that their presence, but their visual things in the movie. Look for the little Easter eggs that are in there. And I think the other problem I had with this movie, this is a spoiler. I mean, you guys, this movie you really don't need to spoil. It's not nothing where it's or anything. It was just, it's cool little things. I mean, if you know the whole Universal Monster thing, the scene when he goes into Dr. Jekyll's lab and he starts seeing this and that, that's where all the Easter eggs are. If you haven't seen it, I'll let you pick those out. But it was cool that they introduced Dr. Jekyll, and Dr. Jekyll is Russell Crowe, but they introduced Mr. Hyde too soon. I would like to have seen his own movie.
Save that reveal, right?
Yeah. I mean, save that till later. Like, okay, he's Dr. Jekyll right now. Okay, we know who the character is, but them throwing in Mr. Hyde, I thought that was just stupid. It was too early to bring in someone that's just obviously going to get his own movie later. But who knows? It kind of seemed like he was in charge of this secret society of trying to find all these things, all these relics and everything. This movie, to me, I was talking to my buddy. It's like Mission Impossible, American Werewolf in London, meets The Mummy. I mean, that's pretty, I mean, it was just action throughout the whole thing, and it's a CGI fest. I mean, you know, it has to be when it's dealing with all that. I mean, the Mummy came out in 99 was pretty much the same thing, but this is all set in modern day, so I do like that, and I'm just more curious on what they're gonna bring us with these next ones. I don't even know what the next movie in this dark universe is going to be. But
did you see the last photo that was going around? Like, I know Johnny Depp was up there. I guess the rumor is he's going to be Invisible Man.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm okay with that, but he wasn't really a monster, but
right.
It's cool. I mean, Johnny Depp, I'll take him in anything, but that one I'm a little iffy on. I don't know what they can do with it. The only one I'm really excited for, if they even get to it, because I understand that this movie really didn't do so good in the box office. I mean, it got a 5.8 out of 10. I mean, so some people liked it. Eric really enjoyed it. He had no idea who the Mummy was, so he took it for what it was. So he enjoyed it. But I mean, I also did. I mean, it was a good movie. I'll buy it when it comes out, and I do want to see it again. But it was just not enough Mummy. Adding Mr. Hyde too soon. I mean, the chick is, she's beautiful. They say she was in all these other movies that I had never seen before. Sophia Boutella, is that how you say her name?
Yeah, wasn't she the villain in The Kingsman that had the blade legs?
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, that's the only thing I think I had seen her in before.
They say she's in Star Trek Beyond. I haven't seen that movie yet. I just...
Really? Oh.
I have it. It's in my library. I just haven't watched it. I want to watch the first two again because I don't even remember those.
When she's covered in makeup, I think she's a alien species, so she's completely unidentifiable in Star Trek, if I remember right.
Okay, I'm looking at pictures of Star Trek Beyond. If it's this girl that's all kind of has a white face, but these black lines. Oh, okay. I haven't seen it, so I know, but I do remember her in The Kingsman. She had the blade feet. I thought that was pretty awesome. Right. But I'm still not going to see the second one.
Right. Oh, no, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
If you're with me, and all right, let's go see it. But if you can leave it up to me, I probably won't.
That means I'll have to make a trip up there. But, before I forget, one of the things that I thought was great about The Mummy was Jake Johnson's performance. I thought his... character was great as kind of the side comic relief. And I actually heard a podcast once where he talked about the comparison between like doing something like Let's Be Cops, where he had a leading role, and doing a side role like he was in Jurassic World and like Mummy. And he talked about way preferring to be that side character. He has so much more fun kind of just adding to it rather than carrying the performance. So
I thought he did really good. I mean, when I first saw his name in the whole casting thing, I was kind of like, okay. I mean, Tom Cruise, he's funny when he has to be, but they also do need that little funny sidekick. So, I mean, it was a good choice. And I thought he was probably one of my favorite characters in the movie because he was hilarious. Yep.
Exactly.
when I mentioned, spoiler alert, I know this will spoil it. I mean, I don't know if I'm sure some of you listeners have seen this movie. When I said that it was Mission Impossible, American Werewolf in London, mainly American Werewolf in London. Have you seen that? First of all, have you seen that movie?
I have, but it's been a while.
I don't know if you remember, but there was a few scenes where after our main characters are attacked by the werewolf in the beginning, his buddy gets killed, but then he kept coming back to him as a ghost. And would talk to him, and it was funny. He would all have, and that's,
I do remember.
That's what Jake Johnson was doing with Tom Cruise. He was coming back and being a little comedic performance when he was dead. And I was kind of like, I wasn't the only one. The dude behind me went, "Hey, they ripped that off from American Werewolf in London." but it is a Universal movie, and Universal put out American Werewolf in London. So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean Jack Johnson or Jake Johnson, he's awesome. Jack Johnson's awesome too for you Jack Johnson fans. But anyway, Jake Johnson, he's hilarious. I mean, I liked him in everything. Not so much that one movie we watched.
Win It All.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I just like that one scene where he's opening the bag reluctantly. That was pretty funny.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I did enjoy this movie. Like I said, I am going to see it again. I mean, I really had a good time. Some of my other friends didn't care for it. They all thought it was stupid, but
I'm really surprised they didn't kind of lean into what's next. Like you were saying, we have no idea what the next one would be. So I guess Mr. Hyde, right?
I don't know. Universal, Dark Universe people, if you guys are listening to this, I love Tom Cruise. I don't like everything he's been in, and you know the movie that I don't like that he's in, but that's another thing. Speaking of that, remind me of that later. I want to talk about something on the show about that. But don't let Tom Cruise be in everyone, because it kind of made it seem like his character is going to
connect them.
Yes, yeah, so I'm kind of like but I mean the only character, you know, I think it is going to connect every, it, I don't know if he'll be in every movie, but there will be a connection, will be Russell Crowe's character, Dr. Jekyll. So
right, because he already seems to, like you mentioned, have stuff of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like at least one character, if they do it, would be in the past. So
yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if they're with this Dark Universe, if they're going to bring everything like this movie into now, which would be cool, but I kind of wish they won't with whatever they're doing with Dracula. Make it old times, and then maybe bring it up into the modern day. But
did you like that most recent one they did? Because I heard that does not count.
Dracula Untold?
Yeah, that's not going to connect from what they said.
I have it. I haven't watched it yet. I did a show the other day with Mike, and he was mentioning that. He was telling me it's really good. Check it out. I've heard that from numerous people. I just bought it because everyone was saying it's good. I just haven't sat down and watched it yet. They were saying that was supposed to be the first one to start this off, but then they said, no, we're going to hold off and wait. And the mummy's going to be the first one, because in the beginning, which I thought was cool, when you see the universal globe, and then it kind of flipped over, and then there was still the universal, the Earth globe, and then it said Universal's Dark Universe. So I was like, okay, cool. So I don't know. I have no idea what's coming next. All I know is from it's rumored that what's his face, the guy that's in Pirates, the Javier, what's his nut? Javier Bardem. They're saying that he's gonna be Frankenstein's monster. So, we'll see. I don't know. I'm looking at his thing on IMDb. It says Bride of Frankenstein. So, is that next? Because that's coming out next year. That's coming out next year.
Yeah.
And he's
oh, well, then maybe that's next.
Why go with Bride? I mean, why don't they just...
Yeah.
See? I don't know, man. Like, I'm looking at the IMDb page, and he's the only one listed in the cast. So expect that next year. It's in pre-production right now. So he's a brilliant actor. I liked him in everything he's pretty much he's been in. But Bride of Frankenstein is. I don't right. know. And I hear rumors that Angelina Jolie might be the bride. Me personally, I'm okay with that. I loved just about everything Angelina Jolie has been in, but I don't know. Pick. I'm sure though, if it's not her, they'll find someone else. But I think she can do it. She's got that sexy weirdness to her, and I mean, I think that's what they brought with this one, with Sophia. I mean, she's a beautiful, a sexy woman, and I assume that's what they wanted to go with this one. I mean, I always thought the mummy as a man, but I don't want to be labeled the woman hater or anything. But right. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. But I mean, one last thing. The only thing that I want to see that I hope they take their time with. You could crank out Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman, and all that. We've seen all those movies before. This will be the first time that anyone will tackle the creature from the Black Lagoon since the old school days. And out of all the Universal monsters, I've said it before, Creature from the Black Lagoon is my favorite Universal monster. So my fingers are crossed that they don't mess that up. I know it's going to be a CGI fest, but try to use practical effects for the creature, please. I mean, put a guy in a suit. I mean, and just make it look awesome. Add CGI to it if you have to. Just don't CGI him the whole time, because I think that'll just...
They might. It seems like he's the go-to for all this, so I don't know if you do that, but Andy Serkis seems to be, you know, Snoke and... Planet of the Apes and all that. But I don't know. You can't just have him be every CGI person. But he's usually the go-to.
And another thing, one last thing about Creature. He's the missing link. He's something that was, he's a creature that's just was made. He wasn't a man-made thing. He wasn't a... someone that turned into the creature. I don't want any of that in this movie. I want him just to be the missing link, some species that we'd never seen before, and it's finally come to the forefront. Just don't do that. I don't want that. If that's what they're gonna do, it's just gonna make me hate it. Not hate the creature, but hate Universal for what they're trying to do to my favorite character. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But I haven't heard anything on what they're gonna do. My fingers are crossed. It's the last movie that they tackle, and I just want it to be awesome. But this one's good. The Mummy's good. Take it for what it is. It's a good action movie, and you got Tom Cruise running around like we've seen him in everything. So I say, if you guys haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. On that note, I just had one quick movie note that I could have mentioned at the start of the episode when we were talking about the Warriors, but Game 4, which I was hoping they'd close out, but fine, they finished in 5. I'm sure you caught it online. I don't know if you caught actual Game 4, but I wasn't as happy to see it just because we were down big at that point. But the trailer for Black Panther aired during Game 4 of the finals. I didn't enjoy it, but it wasn't until we finally finished that I could go back and actually watch it with some joy because I was so zoned in on the Warriors. What did you think of the Black Panther trailer?
I didn't even see it. I thought just the poster came out. Now I'm going to have to...
Okay. We'll come back next episode.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it when we come back. Some quick new movie news for you horror fans. Amityville, The Awakening was supposed to come out in a couple weeks. Well, it's not. I don't know. From what I'm hearing, they're pushing it back again. My fingers are... It's not for sure, but I don't know. This story I'm reading, it came out earlier this month. They're saying that prior to a June 30th movie, it's slotted for January 6th. It was also supposed to come back out in April, but it never happened. This April of last year. I think they're moving it because of Baby Driver. That's coming out. So I don't think they want to go up against that, as well as Despicable Me and The House. So I think more of a Baby Driver they don't want to go up against. But who knows? This isn't for sure news. I mean, it still might be coming out. We'll know when you guys know. I mean, I've read other things. So I've read things that it is coming out June 30th. Excuse me. Sorry, morning allergies. I hear that it is coming out on the 30th, but then I'm reading other things and saying it's not. So I haven't heard any really confirmed from the movie studio. So I don't know. I'll do some more research in it, and maybe I'll tell you guys on the next show. But I don't know. We'll see. So another quick thing. We've talked about Death Wish and how I love Charles Bronson and how I didn't want them to remake it. Well, everyone, I spoke too soon because horror director Eli Roth is tackling the remake of Death Wish. Okay.
Well, you're a fan of his, right?
Yeah, but... Oh, my God. Bruce Willis. I love Bruce Willis. He can hold up the role, but I don't know what they're going to do in this movie. Eli, if you're listening, this is what I want. Use the original story. Don't make Bruce Willis's character, Paul Kersey. Don't make him be this fighting force that he like, or old veteran or whatever, and then he comes back and just starts killing people. Make him be an average Joe. Make him go over the line just because his family gets killed. Then he starts his murderous rampage in the streets of New York. Don't just make him, okay, he's a retired military vet and now he has guns and all this. I mean, I'll still see it, but I probably won't enjoy it. I mean, you cannot touch the original 74. Charles Bronson classic. I mean, but right now I'm like, ugh. It's scheduled for a November 22nd release, so.
Wow.
We'll see. Yeah, that's in within the next few months. I assume it's this year because of the article I'm looking at. It doesn't say, it doesn't give a year. It just says it will be released on November 22nd by Annapurna Pictures. I never even heard of them. Yeah, okay. Eli Roth, you let me down with some of your movies, but we'll see. For you Tomb Raider fans, we got another one coming. I'm excited. It ain't Angelina Jolie, but I think this, with all the new stuff they can do now in movies, it'll be pretty good. I don't see a release date for this, so... here we go. March 16th, 2018. So we'll see that next year. I do not know who this gal is that's playing Laura Croft. So I don't know. We'll see.
She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in like Ex Machina. Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
All right. Is this the Danish one?
I feel like it's big, but yeah.
Did you
ever see that? Just real quick, Ex Machina?
No, I haven't. It's on my list. I haven't seen it. Alicia Vikander, I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She is going to be Laura Croft. There's a picture here. I mean, they're not showing much, but she looks like Laura Croft. I mean, I'm not going to hate on her. I mean, she's a beautiful lady. I've seen her in other things, but I'm excited from that. I did love the first two Tomb Raider movies, so we'll see. Any other movie news?
Nope. And just get onto the segments as we rush towards.
Yeah, one more quick thing. I put up a link on the Facebook page. It's the best superhero movies of all time. I'm only going to read the top 10. I don't want to get into this discussion because some of these in this top 10 would never make my list. Logan's number one. Wonder Woman number two. Awesome movie, but I wouldn't put it number two. The Dark Knight is number three. Iron Man number four. The First Avengers, five. The Incredibles. Okay, that's a superhero movie. It wouldn't be in my top 10, but it's definitely an awesome movie. It's probably my favorite out of the Pixar's after Toy Story, the first one. Captain America Civil War is number 7. Guardian of the Galaxy, the first one, is 8. X-Men Future Days of Future Past, number 9. I don't know. I think I would put First Class in my list before that one. And then this one will definitely be in my list. I don't know about top 10, but the Lego Batman movie. I just got it the other day, so that movie's awesome. If you haven't seen that one or any of these movies, check them all out. But the one I can't hype up enough is Lego Batman movie. That movie's awesome. there's 40 more, but I won't read all those. The list is on the Facebook page, so if you want to see what the rest is, go check it out. This is Rotten Tomatoes list. So I don't know. I assume I think it's just driven by the fans. So we'll see. But Wonder Woman number two, come on guys. I don't think so. Dark Knight would be above Logan and Wonder Woman, but Logan's awesome. Yeah. Did you end up picking up that one?
I did. Got a pretty good deal. $12. Couldn't pass that up.
Which version did you get?
Sadly, basically just a standard release. It didn't have the book or anything, but it did have the three discs. It had the Logan Noir. I don't know maybe they all have that, but
is that the black and white one?
Why not?
Is that the black and white one?
Yeah.
Okay, I have it. I just watched it the other day, but not the regular one. I couldn't get the steel book. I got in there too late. But I did pick up the Target one that came with a book. And it's got all three discs in it. So it's a cool little book. I didn't even flip through it yet. I have it, and it's just sitting there. I just opened it, watched a movie, and set it down. But, yeah, that list is on the Facebook page. So if you want to see what the rest of them are, check them out. And, yeah, Logan and Wonder Woman over The Dark Knight, and I don't think so. But anyway, continue.
All right. Just a little bit of Funko. Next episode I want to get into the San Diego Comic-Con releases. Didn't really pick up much this week. The Lord of the Rings ones are hitting. There's a Chase for Frodo, but it didn't arrive locally. Got the little Nazgul to go with the Twilight Ringwraith. So putting some pictures together for that. You can find those on the Instagram. But any collecting or Funko for you?
I don't know if I mentioned this already, but I went down to Sinister Creature Con a week or so ago. I picked up a monster one. Well, not monster. I'm more of a slasher. This is the Michael Myers one from Halloween. It's a cool one. This is one I was looking for, and I'm glad I went to the con and picked it up because it was only $10. I see it online for about that price, but then when you add shipping and handling and everything else, but it was a cool little score. I should have bought two because I kind of want to open this one, but this one's just going to go next to my other killers. Now I'm on the look for Leatherface. I saw them when I was in Texas, but I said, I'll come back, and I guess I can't do that. I just got to buy it when I see it because it was gone. But yeah, I'm glad I got Michael Myers. There was a Freddy Krueger one there, but the box was kind of messed up. And I also saw a Chucky one, but that one was a little pricey. I don't know why. Do you know why the Chucky is more than the regular ones?
They might have vaulted it, which means it's out there, but they weren't like producing any more new ones. So its price might have bumped up, which I don't know if you want or have the Pennywise, but I guess Walmart has it online now for, I guess, a pretty decent price too, like $9 or something. That one's been vaulted. So if you're after that one. It's out there.
Shit, man. You should have told me. I saw that one. And it was $10. Yeah. I didn't know it was vaulted. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
I said, get it at Walmart.com and have it delivered to the store. Free ship.
All right. I'll have to do that. Yeah, other than that, that's the only thing that I picked up. I haven't really been looking, but when I saw this guy that I've been searching for, I finally picked him up. Oh, I finally saw some Chase ones. I don't know who the characters were. This guy had a huge table of pops, and I was just kind of looking through. He had a lot of exclusive ones and everything, and then I saw the little Chase sticker. So I looked at it. I don't even know what it was from. It wasn't from, if anything, it was from some animated show, but
okay.
I couldn't even tell you what it was.
Gravity Falls, maybe?
I don't remember.
Those are hitting.
Oh, so I don't know. I had no idea what it was. I mean, if it was something cool, I didn't even ask how much she was selling them for. I just picked it up and looked at it and set it down.
Yeah, if you ever see any of those in like Walmart, Target, whatever, 100% pick those up. It'll be worth your time. Even if it's just in trade value, the Chases are the ones to have.
I was looking for those John Wick ones. He didn't even have just the normal ones, so.
Right.
I don't know. I think I got to order those online.
Yeah. Barnes & Noble, that's a good one for John Wick.
I'll have to check out the one in Reno.
Yeah. But yeah, next episode, definitely want to get into some of the reveals they've done for San Diego Comic-Con. So look forward to that. But speaking of, we missed it last week, so we want to make sure to hit it now and going forward, the San Diego Comic-Con moment of the week. Unless you had one burning, I have one I could tee up for us.
Go for it.
Okay. The District 9 screening. That was kind of cool. We got to see it like a month before it came out, free screening. They made us check our phones, though. And we kind of had a funny moment where we were standing in line behind Elijah Wood, of all people. And it was pretty funny. Nez, me, and Joel, I think all at the same times we hit our pockets, like feeling for our phone. And we did not have a camera. So, but yeah, Peter Jackson was there. The whole rest of the kind of Hobbit group, Dominique Monaghan, the other two actors, Sean Astin, and I'm forgetting the other one. They were all there and kind of got to say hi to them after. They were just hanging out and talking to people, but no chance for a photo op. When we did get our phones back, though, we were able to get that photo op, you and me, with the star District 9, and he's gone into other stuff like A-Team and stuff like that, the Charlito Copley.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was your memories of the District 9 screening?
Other than I was hella tired and I kind of fell asleep through some of it because I got up super early. This was the year, I think it was for New Moon. It was one of the Twilight movies. I remember that. I got up super early and went and stood in line so I could see that panel. And by the time we got to District 9, I was pretty wrecked. I was tired, but I sat through most of it. It was towards the end when all the excitement was kicking in, when, oh man, I was fading. I was going in and out, but it was all right. I still had a good time. But that meeting with Elijah Wood was fucking hilarious. I mean, quick story.
Yeah.
I've told this before to other people. I've actually told this story on another show. The Horror Returns. I told it to those guys. I said, check out their show. It's awesome. Anyway, we're standing in line to get snacks. And there's this big dude standing in front of me. And Joel, Zisu here, and I, we were standing there just bullshitting. And then I hear, okay, next. And then this person walks out from behind this big guy. And it's Elijah Wood. And they were like, hey, and he's a little short guy. But he was really cool. He stood there and talked to us for a little minute. And then he pointed, oh, yeah, Dominic's over there. And we all waved to him. And I don't remember what we talked about, really. I think because it's all a blur. But this part right here isn't a blur. Talking to him, listening to him, he's looking me straight in the eye. And I was mesmerized by his eyes. And I was just like, okay. And then he went, hey guys, it was nice meeting you. And then he walked off. And then I just remember us all standing there like, I just kind of said, is it me? Or did he have the prettiest eyes? I just remember we all started laughing. But I don't know, man. If you guys have ever met Elijah Wood, man, you probably know what I'm talking about. But I was like, his eyes. I think I remember talking to him about that one he did when he was a kid, American Flyer, the one when he was with his brother and his stepdad was beating him and all that. I remember telling him something like this. Oh, my God, I cried my eyes out to him about that movie, which is an awesome movie. If you haven't seen American Flyer, check it out. Awesome movie. But he was really cool. I mean, he was one of the actors that I didn't want him to be an asshole. But he was like really cool. He could have just said, hey guys, and kept going. But no, he stopped and talked to us. So I thought that was pretty cool. That was an awesome moment. But to tag on to that moment after the awesome time we all had there at the screening, I had also entered a contest to go to this party for this band called Guar. I'm sure some of you know and some of you don't. If you know who Guar is, look them up and you'll see the magical extravaganza that is Guar. So I won two tickets to that. Right before we went into the screener, I looked at my email and said, yeah, you won. Just go tell your name at the door. We're like, oh, fuck yeah. I was all excited. I think I was more excited for that than for this movie. But the movie's awesome. I did end up seeing it again when after the con and everything was over when it came out a month later. But Tommy and I went to the show. I don't know where you go. Oh, you guys went to... No, that was another night. That was the next night. I don't know where you guys went, but Tommy and I, our buddy and I, we went to see Guar. He didn't know what it was. He goes, I'll just go. So he came. We got there. It was free booze. Everybody was walking around with armfuls of beer that they were handing out, just big, giant Japanese. I can't remember the name of the beer. Tommy would know. But we walked
was
in.
It Aro?
I don't remember, dude. I just remember they're big, tall, silver cans.
Right. I think that's it.
And everybody was holding them. We were like, what the hell's going on? So we went up to the bar, and Tommy got a beer, and then we only had this. And then, all right, that's cool. He goes, how much? He goes, it's free. How many do you want? And Tommy was like, what? So he took two. I went up there. I got two. They were mainly for Tommy. I wasn't drinking them. I said, man, I want a soda or something. So I got a soda somewhere else. The band came on. There was two bands before them. There was like a cover band. Then the second band was 3 Inches of Blood. I think that's the name of them. They came on. They rocked. And then Guar came on. And that's when the whole place just went nuts. Tommy watched some of it. But once the blood and everything started squirting everywhere, he moved back to the back. But not me, man. I was right in there. I just got all bloody and I had an awesome time. So that was an awesome night. We got to see District 9 before everyone else did. And then Tommy and I went to an awesome party and saw Guar. It was for some video game that was coming out, like Brutal Legends or something. Jack Black is in that video game. I remember that. And I remember Guar going, how come Jack Black's not here? Where is he? This party's for him and he's not even here, but we're here. But it was cool. I mean, if you know who Guar is, that's just how they are. But it was an awesome, awesome movie, awesome show that hours after that. I was glad we got to do both because I think I would have been kind of bummed if I didn't get to see the movie, what I saw because I was so tired. But had an amazing night. All in one night, so that was cool.
Awesome. Yep. So many good SDCC moments and almost time for year 11 for me. And I know it's been 11 straight years for you, but you had gone two or three times before that also.
When did you go the first time?
7 was the first year when it was just you, me, and Joel. And then I've gone every year since. It was year 11.
I started going 2005 is the first year I went. So,
okay.
I don't know what I'm pushing. So
this will be 13 for you.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Ready for a Star Wars moment?
Yep.
All right.
I can't even pick a year. Oh. 2005.
2005. That was Revenge of the Sith year. But in June, Rolling Back the Mask, Rolling Stone magazine interviewed Lucas about the cult of Darth Vader. He says, I had to make Darth Vader scary without the audience ever seeing his face. The character's got to go beyond his mask. That's how we get impersonal way of dealing with things. Lucas also that month received the 33rd Annual Lifetime Achievement Award at the American Film Institute. So, I might have that Rolling Stone cover. It's got Vader. He's got his arms crossed, and it says the cult of Darth Vader on it.
Hmm, I've heard of that.
Yeah. So that was June 2005.
All right.
All right. On that note, ready for recommendations?
Yes. I'm going to stick with 2005. This is the movie. I didn't see it until it came out like on HBO. But this is Johnny Knoxville's The Ringer. This movie was hilarious. It came out and there was some people that were kind of upset with this because of the subject matter. A young guy's only option to erase a really bad debt is to ring the Special Olympics by posing as a contestant. So if you don't know what this movie is, Johnny Knoxville kind of gets caught up in some stuff and he's just trying to make some money. And his uncle, his little shady guy played by Brian Cox, he's also telling him that, you just need to go and basically fix the Special Olympics and be the ringer. And he had to pretend to be a mentally challenged person. And that's where everybody was really flipping out about this movie.
Right.
But
for that,
the Special Olympics people, I don't know the organization, they were behind this movie because, yes, they made some jokes about the mentally challenged or handicapped. I don't know the correct term. Sorry. But they were with him. They read the script and I'm sure they might have changed some things here and there, but they were with it. They weren't making fun of him. They were kind of were, but they said it was tastefully. There was some actors in this that were mentally challenged. Brilliant actor. His name is Edward Barbanel. He plays Billy. He was one of Johnny Knoxville's friends. He was hilarious. He was awesome. And there's another guy named John Taylor. He's Rudy. Both of those guys. And there's some other actors and actresses in this. They're also mentally challenged. And but then some. There was actors that were playing the role too, but it this movie's hilarious. If you have not seen it, it's funny, it's heartwarming and everything. But Johnny Knoxville does make it out to work because his uncle's like, you need to go out there and just kick this tard's ass, and with just how his uncle is, and Johnny Knoxville just comes to their defense by saying, these are some of the most best people I've ever known, probably my best friends. So don't ever say mean stuff like that to them. So, I mean, the movie does, it sounds bad and everything, but overall, this movie's hilarious. Awesome performances by everybody in it. Katherine Heigl, she's in it. I'm not a big fan of hers, but everyone else is in it. I mean, it was directed by Barry W. Blaustein. And I think the the Farrelly brothers had their hands in this. But it's an awesome movie. Check it out, everyone. It's hilarious. Yeah, that's my movie, The Ringer.
Awesome. Yeah, I do remember kind of the controversy about that. And I do remember that it was like kind of like there was some offense to it, but also people were like, hey, no, this isn't like what you think.
Yeah.
So,
because that's what I thought when I mean, when I first saw the trailer and saw something and that came on, I was like, ooh, they're really letting them make this movie or made this movie. So, but when I saw it, I mean, my tune changed.
Right. All right. My random recommendation this week is something you can go check out right now on Netflix. It's one of their original movies. I almost talked about this in movies, but I ended up liking it so much, I thought I'd just put it in recommendation. So it's this year, 2017's Shimmer Lake. You might see it when it pops up on the recommendations, but it might be one of those that just slips by you. It's basically a crime. Too much about it because I don't want to spoil it. But it has Benjamin Walker, Wyatt Russell, Rainn Wilson. He was on The Office. Ron Livingston, Office Space. John Michael Higgins, been in a ton of stuff. Rob Corddry, he's been in a ton of stuff. This was a movie that didn't grab me at first, and I really wasn't sure about it, but I stuck with it. It's only an hour and 23 minutes long, so I encourage you to check it out and kind of form your own opinion about it. Like I said, I don't want to say too much about it because it's the kind of film that could be spoiled. It's a crime thriller. So, yeah, check it out. Shimmer Lake. Did you see this when you were flipping through Netflix at any time?
The name doesn't catch me, so I don't know. I mean, maybe if I see it, I'll probably, oh, okay, I did see this, but it doesn't. Who was in it again?
Like a horror. It sounds like a horror. It's not a horror. Wyatt Russell, Benjamin Walker, Rainn Wilson, Ron Livingston, John Michael Higgins, Rob Corddry. But yeah, definitely don't watch the preview or don't like look into it too much. It's one of those movies that's better just to like see it for what it is and discover its kind of, you know, surprises. So.
Okay.
But yeah, crime thriller. And like I said, it's real doable. It's only an hour, 23 minutes. So. And it's a Netflix original film. So,
all right,
check it out.
Sticking with the Comic-Con vibe, I'm going to pick a song from the band that I saw from our Comic-Con moment, Guar. This is from their 1990 album, Scum Dogs of the Universe. This is a movie. This is a song that I love it, man. It's an awesome song. It's the first track on the whole album, because I remember this is the first. I want to say it was the first song they started with that night. This is a song called The Salamanizer. Yeah, it is what it sounds like. I mean, it is Guar if you know who they are. If you don't know who they are, look them up and just see them and then go, okay. But this album is awesome. It came out in 90, like I said. That was the first year I'd seen them live. I was already a Guar fan before that. But this album kicks ass from beginning to end. Salamanizer is my pick for this week.
Awesome. Mine probably couldn't be more different from that. It's from Moby off his album Play, the track called Run On. If you know Moby or even familiar with him, you might think one thing. But this track, like, if you heard it without knowing who it was, you wouldn't think it was Moby at all. It sounds like a song out of the 20s, the way that it sounds. It's really unique. It's got a good beat vibe to it, but yeah, it sounds like a song out of the 20s. So, you know, as we always do, we throw these recommendations up on the East Society Facebook page. So, yeah, I encourage you to check it out. You might be surprised. I mean, it's kind of a weird track, but I don't know. My music is all over the place, as you probably realize listening to all these episodes. I go from hip-hop to everything. So, yeah. Moby, the track is called Run On. You familiar with that track?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't one of his singles or anything, so I don't know if you would have heard it that way. But yeah, just listening to it, like, I don't know. I loved it. And like I said, it sounds like a song out of the 20s. So, yeah.
All right.
Anyways. On that note, about ready to wrap this one up?
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Big week for movies this next week. Next episode, we got Cars 3, 47 Meters Down, All Eyes on Me, Rough Night. So, lots of movies to look forward to. Twin Peaks continues. Obviously, that's my favorite right now. So, Fear of the Walking Dead, Better Call Saul, all that stuff. All that and more. We'll be back soon.
Yep. So, I mean, that's it for me. I don't think you have anything else, but check out the Facebook page. Spread the word on our show. We're on iTunes. We're on Podbean. Please leave us a review on iTunes or Podbean, either one of those, if you want. It's up to you. And that's about it, I think. Also, read the blog. I always put all the links to everything in our show notes. And big ups again to Mixlot Productions for our intro music and everything else. And yeah, that's going to be it. Anything else?
All right. Just that I forgot to mention that Miss Peregrine and The Accountant are on HBO now. If you haven't seen either of those films, they're worth a watch.
So, all right, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, ready to head out?
Yep, that'll be it for us. Hey, everyone, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yep, don't have a good quote for you this week. I'm just so excited about the Warriors winning the championship. Back on top again. We did it, Dub Nation!
You Warriors are good. Real good. The best.